The following program is recorded content created by the Truth Network.
Wake up, everyone. It's time for the Steve Noble Show, where biblical Christianity meets the everyday issues of life in your home, at work, and even in politics. Steve is an ordinary man who believes in an extraordinary God, and on his show, there's plenty of grace and lots of truth, but no sacred cows. Call Steve now at 866-34-TRUTH. That's 866-34-TRUTH. Or check him out online at thestevenobleshow.com. And now, here's your host, Steve Noble.
Well, these are obviously very difficult days. They're going to get more difficult. I don't know that any of us are really prepared for what's coming. But let me just read through all of these article titles for you. And then I'm going to open up the phones today and ask you, and on Facebook Live as well, ask you what you're most concerned about right now with everything going on. Is it the economy? Gas prices? And gas prices and what that's going to do to the supply chain? Do we have supply chain issues? Are you, what's COVID? Has anybody heard of COVID? What's that? Like, where's Anthony Fauci? It's like playing Where's Waldo at this point.
I'm working on my my memoirs and my deal with Netflix.
I don't know. I don't know where Anthony Fauci is right now. I don't particularly care. Or is it what's going on in Ukraine and Russia? And are we going to get dragged into it? If you're on Facebook Live or YouTube Live, you see on the screen behind me a rather graphic picture of an atom bomb exploding. Are you worried about that? Are you worried about an escalation of what's going on over there? So just some sampling of the headlines just today. I'll start with a funny one, and then we'll go downhill from there. This is from Babylon Bee. So anytime you see Babylon Bee, it is a satire site, okay? If you see posts from Not the Bee, that is their actual news site. But Babylon Bee by itself is their satire site, which is what gives us this. Biden sells Alaska back to Russia so we can start drilling for oil there again. And that's funny, okay? I think that's funny. Here's another one. Biden's energy policy bind. Should the United States throw a lifeline to the worst tyrant in the Western Hemisphere in order to undermine an even worse tyrant in Europe? Because now, you know, now we're talking to Venezuela to try to Nicolas Maduro in Venezuela to try to get some oil production out of them because we just cut off buying oil from Russia today, which we probably should have done, I don't know, 2 months ago. Here's another one. U.S. markets face an unprecedented era of discomfort that many could never fathom. Are we officially in the process of being caught off guard? That's from a quote of the Raven on Substack. We talked about that yesterday. If you missed yesterday's Full Money Monday show, you better go listen to it because there's a lot of serious things going on here, and we all need to batten down the hatches. Here's another one. A surprising explanation of Russia's invasion from a former top-level CIA official, meaning everybody knew this was coming. And the West, being us and NATO, kind of set it up. That's a great article. U.S. is the world's largest oil and natural gas producer despite Biden's energy constraining policies. Did you know that? So there's a lot of great things that have happened with our energy production in the last few years. But then there's a caveat to that. Here's the caveat. This is from an article in the Daily Signal. This tremendous level of energy production is happening because it's being done on private and state lands. And despite the Biden administration's anti-energy posture. Over the last year, President Joe Biden has directed federal regulatory agencies to implement policies that have severely constrained the energy resources that meet 79% of Americans' total energy needs and fuel over 90% of transportation in the U.S. In other words, policies that are in direct conflict with the interests and well-being of the American people. I said it yesterday. I'll say it again. The liberals, the Democrat Party, doesn't care about regular folks. They just don't. Because the results of their policies show me, you can talk it, but then I'm going to look at what your actions are. While asking American energy companies for short-term increases in production to bail the administration out of political trouble, Biden has made it very clear that his administration intends to put coal, oil, and perhaps even the natural gas industries in America out of business. This is the caveat that's been noted in so many of the Energy Information Administration's energy projections for the future. Why? Because we got to go green, everybody. Believe me, I said this yesterday. The environmental zealots are convinced, even though the science, there's no consensus here, but they're convinced that this is an existential threat, environmentalism. And so if we don't fix this, if we don't get rid of fossil fuels, oil, gas, all that stuff, and then turn to green energy, solar and wind and new technology, and they won't talk about nuclear, which is a bunch of idiots, but God help them. Otherwise, the whole planet, we're all dead. So we're going to do all these short-term things, which is going to take 50 years to turn the whole world around to a renewable energy. And in the meantime, all the regular folks like me and most of you fall by the wayside because we can't afford $9 a gallon. And then Pete Buttigieg, who couldn't get anything done outside of South Bend, Indiana, as the mayor, gets a great gig at the Biden administration. And then when he's talking the other day about high gas prices and how that's hurting people, well, you know what the solution is for all of you struggling with high gas prices? You need to go buy an electric vehicle. That's the solution. You can't afford gas, but certainly you can afford a $35,000 or $40,000 Prius or whatever. Go buy a Tesla. Those are cheap, right? It's ridiculous. They're so detached from reality. Unbelievable. Here's another one. This, wow. Majority of Democrats would leave the U.S. if invaded. Republicans and independents would stay and fight. As the world witnesses what is happening to Ukraine, Americans were asked what they would do if they were in the same position as Ukrainians are now, stay and fight or leave the country, Quinnipiac University reported. This is a left-leaning polling company, by the way. A majority, 55%, said that they would stay and fight, while 38% said they would leave the country. Republicans say 68-25%, and independents say 57-36% that they would stay and fight, while Democrats say 52-40% that they would leave the country. So 52% of Democrats say, I'm out of here. 57% of independents would stay and fight. 68% of Republicans would stay and fight, but 52% of Democrats, I'm out of here. That's helpful. Here's another one. Mad Vlad. This was in Daily Wire. Western intelligence suggests Putin is terminally ill. So he's got to go out with a bang? I don't know. And then this one, just to bring it home a little bit, Wisconsin school district parents are not entitled to know if their kids are trans. So that's the state of the world that we live in. So Mike, so forget the Wisconsin story. I'm just throwing that in there to keep you aware that you should not, I don't care where your kids are in public school, don't trust the school system. There's going to be some good people in there, some good teachers here and there, and God bless them, and thank you, Lord, for that. But the vast majority of the system is completely morally bankrupt, so don't trust them, okay, if you have kids in the public school system, government schools. So when I come back, I want to open up the phones. I could talk through all these articles for the rest of the hour, but I think we need to share what we're all experiencing right now. So that if you're really struggling with what's going on, maybe fear of World War III, what's happening in Europe, you have family in Ukraine, you have business in Ukraine, your business is getting hammered because of gas prices, your personal budget's being hammered because of gas prices, whatever the deal is. Well, how is this all affecting you? I want to check in on you today since I was gone all last week. 866-348-7884 is the number. 866-348-7884. How is all this mess affecting you? What are you nervous about? What are you afraid of? What's got you unsettled? Or if you want to take the opposite stance, that's fine too. We'll be right back. Welcome back, everybody. It's pretty serious out there. Very, very difficult. What are you struggling with the most with this situation? Not just here in the country with our own problems with gas prices and inflation continuing to rise and the impact that it's having across the economy. And especially now we hit new records for average gas prices. They're going to keep going up. Oil today, let me just pull that up for you since we're having so much fun. The market was up 92 earlier today. Now it's down 187, the Dow. Crude oil is up to $124.78, up $5.38 so far today. Gold is up $2,057 an ounce, and so that's up $61 today, but crude oil up $5.38. And I know some people that saw gasoline prices go up 30 cents yesterday. So I'm curious from everybody, what are you most worried about in this situation specifically, or how is it affecting you? How is it affecting you personally? Is it the gas prices? Is it taking a toll on your business? Are you worried? Are you really kind of freaking out about what's going on in Ukraine and Russia? Are you worried about an escalation there? What is it? What are you really struggling with? Let's talk through this stuff openly so we can encourage one another. And I want to remind all of us that none of you are going through this alone. Okay, we're all facing different challenges right now in different ways on these big, massive fronts. And how it manifests itself in your life is going to be different in most cases than how it does in mine or anybody else's. So that's my question for all of you. How are you reacting to all this? What are you most concerned with this situation? How is it impacting you personally? 866-348-7884 is the number, as always. 866-34-TRUTH. Are you a trucker? Are you the spouse of a trucker? Do you know a trucker? Holy cow, can you imagine getting 200 gallons of gas, diesel, when gas prices are going through the roof? It's $1,000, $1,200. I mean, how's that going to affect you? You got to pass those costs on. Sooner or later, that starts to hammer the entire economy. What are you struggling with? How's this impacting you? 866-348-7884 is the number, or 866-34-TRUTH. Please call in and love to hear from you, and let's all just share what we're going through here. Let's talk to Mark calling in from Indianapolis. Mark, thanks for calling. Go right ahead.
Hey, I know that when I go up to the lake up in Wisconsin, that the prices for gas is going to cost double to get up there, but it's wonderful to live in America where you can have a second home, mess around at the lake. You know, Crimea and Ukraine is on the other side of the world. The things that I have friends that are concerned about it that are actually Ukrainian, but the thing that concerns me or affects me the most would probably be this inflation. Mm-hmm. I feel like the left is going to use high energy prices, the crisis, to keep the energy prices high.
Yep.
I've actually heard Hillary Clinton say in the Senate that she wanted $4 a gallon gas, and this was way back. I've tried to find it on the internet. I can't see her saying it, but I know I heard her say it.
Yeah.
Obama, the left wants these higher energy prices. My concern, according to your topic, is what concerns me the most is probably the permanent increase mm-hmm. in these energy prices. And I don't think the Democrats are sincerely concerned about high energy prices. Biden, he was the first Democrat I ever heard to say that he was going to do something about it. He's released the strategic energy reserves as well as the West during a time of crisis and war, which is one thing. And then he sent a delegation, I guess I heard first from you, the delegation to Venezuela. Is mm-hmm. there anything else that he is doing?
Well, the challenge here is, and you're right, you're hitting the nail right on the head, Mark, is they high energy prices feeds right into their overall agenda to try to transform not only the American economy, but the entire world economy over to a green economy because of their Green New Deal and existential threat of environmental change. So they don't care what happens to the small people, because I think somewhere in their mind, they're thinking, listen, climate change is an existential threat. We're all going to die. So if we just have this, so if we have all the regular folks that are just going to have to suffer for the next 20 years, who cares? Because what we're actually doing, Mark, is saving the entire planet. So in your ignorance, you're decrying the Democrats when you should be thanking them for saving the entire Earth. That's really what's going on there in their mindset.
I think you're helping the environment, and I'm helping the environment, and we're all aware that we can do something for the environment. It's just not the left that cares about the environment.
Yeah. Oh, clearly. And until, but the thing, you know, the reality here is America has been on such a great trajectory in terms of our carbon footprint and how we produce energy and how we go for energy, how we dig, how we drill, all that stuff. And our air and our water quality has vastly improved over the last 30 years and continues to do so. But until you get China and India on board on that, with all that stuff, everybody else, the rest of us are just gnats. So China and India, until they change that, it's not going to matter. But you're right. They don't care. And I just heard Stephen Colbert, the late night host, just said within the last couple of days that he doesn't care if he has to pay an extra buck a gallon. He goes, I'll pay $15 a gallon if that's what it's going to take to save the planet. And then I'm like, that's easy for you to say, Stephen Colbert, because the guy's worth almost $100 million.
Yeah.
But he's a Democrat, and he claims to care about the little guys, but he doesn't.
Yeah, well, I'm glad you're doing, you know, your part and keeping the environment clean. America is certainly setting a good example. You're setting a good example. We're Americans. We're setting a good example to China and India.
Yeah, that's right.
I think the progressive Republicans foreseeing the energy need for America and trying to open up the fourth leg, the fourth stage of the Keystone Pipeline would have been wise. But, you know, the left tying themselves to the White House fence and stopping the whole project. People think we're ignorant of this stuff, Steve. We're not ignorant of it, are we?
No. No, and that's the challenge here is some of us are informed. Most people aren't. And you have to make sure you don't just buy the headlines that are being given to you, either by Fox News or CNN or whomever. You have to spend more time on it. You have to dig because it's not easy to ascertain the truth anymore. And that's what one of the big challenges is. Mark, so many great points. I really appreciate you calling in today.
It's great to be an American, a fellow American with you, Steve.
Amen. I'm there with you. Thanks, Mark. God bless you. And those are great points. And by the way, Biden was talking about earlier, I mentioned this earlier, he was talking about when, you know, because we're going to stop buying Russian oil, which is about 3 or 4% of the oil that we get. So it's not that big of a deal. It'll hurt Russia more than it hurts us. But then he's saying, hey, listen, we opened up, we've given out all these leases. We've given out, and there's just as much oil production in my first year as there was in Donald Trump's first year. You have to listen really carefully. Just listen to that statement. We have as much, there was as much oil production in my first year, meaning last year, as there was in Donald Trump's first year. Well, Donald Trump's first year, he was still coming out of the Obama era and still having to then begin to unleash the American economy in terms of energy. So his first year with Trump wasn't that impressive. So what Biden's talking about is his first year versus Donald Trump's first year. That's comparing an apple to an orange. It's ridiculous. And then most of the oil that we're producing in this country is coming off private lands, not coming off government land. And so Biden earlier today said, hey, listen, we've given out all kinds of leases. So what? You give out all kinds of government leases, but then what happens, Joe? Well, then they have to go explore and they have to do surveys and then they have to start to see, is this even a viable piece of property? Is there anything under the dirt here? So that just starts a process. That doesn't solve anything anytime soon. And like Mark said, you know, what about the XL pipeline? We've shot ourselves in the foot because these liberals believe they're saving the planet. And that's how they can virtue signal. Because they're not going to do anything that's beautiful from God's perspective when it comes to helping. And they're okay with killing babies. So you got to get your moral satisfaction somewhere. So they're virtue signaling by thinking they're saving the entire planet, which means you pay 10 bucks a gallon. We'll be right back. Welcome back. It's Steve Noble. The Steve Noble Show, what, $4.10 a gallon? That's the average price, but it's getting worse across the country. Oil is up again today. And it's, I was just looking at it, oil now is up to $124.63, up $5.23 just today. I know some people that saw the gas prices increase yesterday. I saw one person on Facebook, they saw it happen today. This morning they were out driving around, they went by Harris Teeter, and then within a few hours, 3 hours later, the gas price was up like 20, 30 cents a gallon. That gets real for people, especially normal people, regular people, probably like you and like me. It's a big deal on people in construction. Are you worried about Ukraine and having somebody deployed? Melissa on Facebook Live is like, yep, my brother was deployed before, doesn't want to see him deployed again. Can you imagine that? And then she quit her job in January to stay home with her daughter. But now you go to the grocery store, prices are going up. Not just inflation, but now because of the price of oil and gas, everything gets more expensive. Everything. How's this hitting you? Are you a trucker? Maybe that's it. Construction business. You have a small business. Maybe it's just your household income and you're really starting to see it hit. How are you handling this? How is it affecting you? What are you worried about the most? 866-348-7884 is the number. 866-348-7884 or 866-34-TRUTH. Let's go to my friend Trey calling in from Winston-Salem. Trey, thanks for calling. Go ahead.
Yeah, Steve, I got a couple points, Lee. I hope you're doing well. Couple points I want to make is this Green New Deal and these people, they, you know, say going green and it's for the greater good of the environment. And it does sound good. There's a lot of good stuff about it. But when they study it, you know, Jose, and my people perish from lack of knowledge. Yeah. Let me tell you, the people don't understand that at the end of this movement, the ultimate goal of this movement is to kill human life off so the planet can survive. And these people don't understand that, you know, and that's including the idiots that support this movement. They're, yeah, they're part of the problem too, because their extinction is to go along with this movement.
Sure.
So, you know, at the end of the day, when you go back to the root of the whole shebang, it's to kill all human life because so-called the humans are the problem for being a sway on the environment. You know, yeah, people don't study that. You know, so we got that. We got open borders, but yet we got to go bail out another country. My concern that I see in all this is, when's enough enough? When are we going to see some people arrested for treasonous acts against the American people? Huh. Because the last I knew, we were a republic, we the people. And as far as I'm concerned, the Bill of Rights has been violated time and time again on each and every citizen in this country. So when's enough going to be enough, and we see some of these people, these idiots in charge, go to jail, like they need to be gone? You know, that's what gets me. Where's our military at? Why is our military not arresting these clowns up there? You know, and these people that are in charge of our resource department, that woman idiot up there that's waving a magic wand, wish she could have an answer for that. We didn't have any of this problem until she was put in office, as well as the Biden administration, all these yahoos. So, you know, when's enough enough, and we're going to see so many people go to jail?
Yeah, and that's one of the points. And when is enough, and that's why we're going down this road today, because these, you know, if it gets to $6, $7 a gallon, I mean, the Democrats are going to get slaughtered in November. But the question is, you take back Congress, but what's Congress going to do about it? Because there's plenty of people on the right that are big government people as well, but you have to keep the heat on. So come mid-November, if the Republicans take back Congress, it's not like we can go back to sleep at that point, Trey. We have to keep the pressure on. And if you don't, you're going to get the same results ultimately.
Exactly, because really we've got tyrannical people in office doing tyrannical acts on the people.
That's right.
And it's time for the people to really get, to make some noise and say, hey, arrest these clowns. Let's see them in jail. Let's see, and forget political parties at this point.
Yep.
We're talking about, get righteous in office. We're talking about, do the right thing.
Yeah, that's right.
What political party,
I'm with
you. Get the right thing going.
I'm right there. Trey, thanks for calling, man. God bless you. All right, thanks. Bye. We'll talk to you later. Let's go to Georgina calling in. Real serious concerns, real things down on the street level. Georgina, thanks for calling. Go ahead.
Thank you so much. I guess just repeating the gas thing, besides my, my pay depreciating, basically I can't afford now to see family where I grew up in Michigan. So, COVID separated us.
Jeez.
And the timing is perfect. Things are opening up, but now I can't drive there. I can't afford to drive there. So it's affecting me very much, and the relationship and the isolation continues then for me. And I think that's very sad. I'm sure I'm not the only one that, has family farther away.
Right.
And I would fly, although there's supposedly discounts on flying, but they're only to certain places at weird times, and I can't, my pay is depreciated too much.
Yeah.
So further isolation, in addition to, the direct impact of inflation on just daily life and trying to live in your little corner of the world.
Yeah, and that's the thing with COVID. That's, there's COVID itself, and then there's all the other dominoes that have lined up behind it. And that's a great point that you make, Georgina, is because you go, okay, now there's more isolation. Well, that's really good for society. And that's the result of all these policies are real and have real impact. And if you're not paying attention to it, this is what you get. And this is, unfortunately, we're paying a high price. Georgina, thanks for calling in and sharing. I appreciate it.
Yeah.
All right. Take care. 866-348-7884 is the number. 866-348-7884 or 866-34-TRUTH. How is this situation affecting you? The economy, gas prices, inflation. Maybe you're more concerned about what's going on with Ukraine and Russia because maybe, fortunately, you've got enough income. You don't have to worry about this stuff in the short term. Not that big of a deal. Look at some regular gas prices in March. Let's just go back to 2010. All right, we're coming out of the train wreck in 2008. 2008, we're in the train wreck in March, okay? $3.24 a gallon. That was the national average. 2009, down to $1.96. 2010 up to $2.77, $3.56, $3.85, $3.71, $3.53. Then 2015 starts coming down. Now let's go back a few years. Trump gets into office. It's 2016 to 17, so $1.97, then $2.32, then $2.59, then $2.51, then $2.23. It's coming down, right? Then last year, $2.80. Boy, I'd go back to March of last year. Piece of cake, right? $2.80. Now it's what? $4.10 is the national average, and higher than that in some places. This is having real impact on real people in real ways. It's not just, you know, when you listen to so many politicians, it sounds almost like it's just theoretical, but it isn't. But what are you worried about? How's this impacting your life? How's this impacting your spirit? Maybe it's impacting your business. Maybe, like our last caller, you can't go visit people because you can't afford it anymore. The gas prices, there's plenty of people in this country, at least half, that live on very, very tight budget. And if all of a sudden you got to spend an extra $50 a week on gas, that's $200 a month, that's $2,400 in a year, you can't do it. You literally can't. So what do you do? And now, have you looked at meat prices recently? Somebody on Facebook Live is like, I can hardly afford to buy meat anymore. And so shortages show up in the store, right? Margaret's on Facebook Live. Yep. Emily said meat's becoming unaffordable. Danny, our friend that works with Samaritan's Purse, diesel is up $1.50 in a week. And then somebody else mentioning the trucker convoy is saying, hey, if the diesel prices go up another dollar, a lot of people are just going to start coming off the road. Then what happens? Well, you know what happens. You think supply chain issues now, it's going to get way worse. So the question is, what's the answer, right? The answer is you have to unleash the energy production of the U.S. economy, and you got to get us off everybody else. We got to go back to being a net energy producer. We're still buying oil. We don't have enough immediately to satisfy our desire, our need for it. The whole economy runs on it. And back to some of the points like Mark was talking about earlier, should we be good stewards of the environment? Absolutely, of course. And don't you know that the richest person in the history of the world will be the one that figures out a way to replace fossil fuels? If you can replace fossil fuels, maybe it's some nuclear engine. And isn't it amazing that here in America, we won't touch nuclear energy? That's the cleanest, most productive energy form on the planet. But we won't do it here. Why? Oh, because it's a political issue. Because ideology trumps reality. Ooh, Three Mile Island. You mean back in the 1970s? It's cool to dress like you're in the 1970s, but you don't want to run the country like the 1970s. It's really shocking. So, okay, fine. We want to move in that direction. It's going to take 20, 30, 40, 50 years. So you begin to transition if you can. And is there not a profit motive out there for replacing fossil fuels? Of course there is. That's allowing the free market to do it. But in the meantime, for the Democrat Party, for the progressives that have sold themselves out to the New Green Deal philosophy, and I think that's a spiritual issue, forget it. They're not going to do that. They're not dealing with reality. They're dealing with ideology. So, wow, what do you do? What do you do? Is it affecting you personally? What are you most concerned about? Please call in and share. I think it's important for us to do that, to voice what's going on in our lives. Come let us reason one to another and pray for one another especially. 866-348-7884 is the number. 866-348-7884 or 866-34-TRUTH. This is Steve Noble and the Steve Noble Show. We'll be right back. Welcome back. It's Steve Noble, the Steve Noble Show. When things are challenging in our family, when I'm talking to my bride about that, I'll often say something. She doesn't like this, but this is kind of how I deal with my frustration sometimes. I'll just say, hey, are we having fun yet? Are we having fun yet? Right? We're not, right? This isn't fun. None of this is fun. But be faithful, friends, and hopefully you know Christ as Lord and Savior. Because if you do, you've got your ultimate pass, okay? You've got the golden ticket, better than Willy Wonka could give anybody. And one day this will all be a distant memory. So hopefully you're right with the Lord. If you're not sure if you are, by the way, and you'll hear me mention that, born-again Christians, stuff like that, real Christians, actual Christians, biblical Christians, if you're not really sure, like if you died today, do you know for sure? Like, I know where I'm going. Is it that? Or are you like, not really sure. No, Steve, I don't have a lot of peace about that. All right, just go to my website, just because the information is here for you, okay? I don't care whether you go there for any other reason. This is the most important reason you would ever go to my website. Just go to the website, thestevenobleshow.com. Up at the top, you're going to see a little button about heaven, and click on it. And it's a really simple page. There's like a 4.5-minute video that does a really great job of simply explaining what the Bible teaches about who goes to heaven and who doesn't, how you can know for sure you're going to go to heaven. there's the scripture there. I kind of make it very simple, very straightforward. And that's the page, thestevenobleshow.com, and then go to, just click on the heaven button up at the top, okay? Make sure you have that right. Doesn't matter what your budget is. Doesn't matter if you gain the whole world and if you can profit the whole world but lose your soul. You don't want to do that, okay? If you want to share what you're struggling with right now, given the situation, feel free to call in. I'd love to give you the time to do that. 866-348-7884 is the number. 866-348-7884 or 866-34-TRUTH. Here's another one. Let's see. Paula said on Facebook Live, Steve, the truckers at meeting today said that they have to have trucks with lithium ion batteries to make them electric, and they can then carry hazardous material. There's no method to put out a fire from lithium ion batteries. That's why you can't carry them on the plane, right? How terrifying is this? Also, the weight of a lithium battery to power a truck will take up so much weight that they'll only be able to carry a third of what they see. They don't think about that. It's too logical, Paula. Tell those truckers to quit being so logical. They need to worry about destroying the earth. So I don't care what it costs you. I don't care how difficult it is. We have to change things over so that we can all survive, right? That's literally how they think. So their head is that to contend with. Pray, 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 everybody. Pray, pray, pray. All right, we're going to go to Daniel here in North Carolina, and I appreciate you. If you want to call in and share how you're struggling with things, is this having a real effect on you, gas prices, inflation, your business, your own personal budget, whatever the situation is. Maybe you've got a tie to Ukraine. I've got a gentleman on from Ukraine tomorrow that was working on doing some seminary stuff and some Bible teaching, and the whole thing obviously got thrown off kilter because of Putin's invasion. So now they're doing relief work. We're going to have him on the show via Zoom from Ukraine tomorrow, okay? That's through another friend of mine who's a pastor. So we'll do that tomorrow and get some news on the ground from there and not go through all the other news sources. Let's go to Daniel's calling in about gas prices. Daniel, thanks for calling. Go right ahead.
Yes, sir. I'm Daniel. I do construction work. Been in the construction field for 23 years. And in the last, say, 3 or 4 months, our material prices have doubled across the board. And it's got really to the point now to where we cannot price work effectively, meaning the cost of our materials, which are brought to us by truck, along with every other thing in this country, is shipped to us from a diesel truck.
Yeah.
So the materials, a sheet of OSB today at Lowe's is $43.
Jeez.
All right. It used to be 7 to 10 at the most. So I don't know where they're getting this 7% inflation crap.
Yeah.
That's a lie. That's a lie. And your government is lying to you, people. I don't know if you guys noticed that or not, but they're lying to you. They've made a business out of lying to you.
Mm-hmm.
And it's essentially, it's crazy. I've got 2 small children. I've got a wife. And I've got a small business to run. And I run into this all the time.
Yeah, it's brutal.
It's crazy. It's crazy. I've never seen anything like it. And diesel fuel goes up $1.10 in a week. All right.
Yeah.
Not all of us can drive a battery powered car. I have to pull a trailer with 2,500 pounds of tools in it just to make my living.
Right.
So it's not that I can just pull that thing off on the side of the road and say I'm not going to work. I can do that and starve my family.
That's right. Well, that's the thing. It's so ridiculous about. You might have heard me say this earlier, Daniel. Pete Buttigieg, he was talking the other day about electric cars, yada, yada, yada. And then his solution to people that are struggling with high gas prices, Daniel, like you, is you need to buy an electric car because you've got so much money laying around, you can go buy an expensive car. And even then, you have to have fossil fuels in order to provide the energy that provides the energy for the electric car. And he doesn't even, does he not see it? Does he refuse to see it? I think they're that given over to that idolatry and that ideology. They cannot see reality or they refuse to see it. I don't know which it is.
Romans chapter 1. Go and read it. And that's where America's at right now. They're worshiping the creation and they've totally negated the man who created it.
That's right.
And as far as Mayor Pete, as he likes to be called, I think he needs to take his breast off and take a look around at what's actually going on in the real world. Essentially, and I'll say this, I'll let somebody else talk, but thanks for the opportunity. I like to listen to you, appreciate your stance and your gospel message. But the truth and honesty is that the government has no problem spending $7 or $8 a gallon for fuel because we're paying for it.
That's right. They don't care.
They don't care. They could care less. They're talking to us about climate change while they're flying around in jets, burn more fuel than we ever burn in our whole darn lifetime.
That's right.
I'm sick of these people.
Yep.
And
I'm with
you. That if America will get sick at it and start demanding change, we'll see something. But I will say this. I read this last night in 2 Chronicles, chapter number 30. I think it was 34. And there's been revivals in the Old Testament.
Yep.
And revivals happen to the church, to the believer.
That's right.
When repentance comes in the hearts of the believers, then God lights a fire in us, and that fire spreads out.
That's right.
And revivals always happen in the worst of times.
That's
they
right.
They follow from the worst days, and it's been that way with Israel. I hate that America's in this situation, but I pray for all of you. Thank you, Steve, for this time. But, yeah, it's time to start getting some people held accountable for this because yep. If this continues on, they're going to shut everything down. Nobody yep. can afford this crap.
Yeah, that's exactly right. That's the reality. Daniel, thanks for calling in, brother. God bless you.
God bless you, sir. Have a good afternoon.
Thanks, you too. I don't know if it's possible at this point. He's talking about 2 Chronicles 34. You'll remember this, okay? This is in starting in verse 8. The book of the law found, now in the 18th year of his reign, when he had cleansed the land and the house, he sent Shaphan, the son of Azaliah, to Messiah, the governor of the city, and Joaz, the son of Joaz. And so all of a sudden, you know, they find the book of the law. Thought, oh, what's this? And so all of a sudden they start reading it, right? When you get back into 2 Chronicles, this is what happens. Then Shaphan, the secretary, told the king, Hilkiah, the priest, has given me a book. Now they start reading the book. And when the king heard the words of the law, he tore his clothes, right? All of a sudden, they're like, oh, wow. For great is the wrath of the Lord that is poured out on us because our fathers have not kept the word of the Lord to do according to all that is written in the book. And this happens over and over and over and over again in the Old Testament. It happens in the New Testament. It happens in us individually. It's happening in the world. It has been for all of recorded history. That's the cycle of mankind and the cycle of civilizations. And so what do you do, friends, if the – now listen, most people aren't going to like this. What if the country's beyond redemption? Because we tend to think in terms of the culture and the condition of the nation. But the nations will fall and perish and be gone. That's not eternal. The only thing eternal about America is Americans. The only thing eternal about Ukraine is Ukrainians. The only thing that's eternal about Russia are Russians. So what if at some point, when you know the Titanic's going down, we have to be like the band on the Titanic. Remember the story about those guys? The band on the Titanic? They're like, okay, well, we're going to drown. We're not going to take the seats from women and children. We're not going to take their life preservers. We're not going to take their seats in the life raft. So we're just going to try to calm some people down and offer some peace. So we're just going to play. And then there were some other evangelists on the Titanic that just went around, and even ones that were in the water. Do you know the Lord? Do you know the Lord? Do you know the Lord? Do you know Jesus Christ? Is Jesus Christ your Lord and Savior? Because people are going down and people are dying. The Titanic's sinking. I don't think this country is salvageable personally. Not economically, not culturally. Now, you should try to hold that back or at least slow it down because it really affects people, like so many people have called in today. It really affects your family. It really affects your business. It really affects your ability to put food on the table. That matters. That's why Jesus healed people in the here and the now. That's why he healed people that were starving or were lame or couldn't see or hear or talk. You care about your neighbor in the here and the now. But what if the whole thing is just gone? It's just gone. It's listen, friend, the Titanic is going to sink. It is going to sink. You see that. So do you bail water in the meantime? I think you do to slow its descent, to give more people perhaps just time to repent. But if we're talking about America without addressing Americans, if we're talking about saving the nation without seeing nations, without seeing souls saved, if we're not bringing up the gospel, then what are we doing? What am I doing? We can talk about this stuff and lament about it, and we have to fight through these hard times. I don't know that it's, I think it'll have periods of getting a little bit better, but the overall descent is down. You fight to slow that descent because it affects your neighbors, but you have to understand and accept the fact that only Jesus cleans this whole mess up in the end, and he will. So if you're in him, you're part of the remnant. America's not your country anymore. It's not Christian America anymore, okay? You're a remnant. You're a 6 to 9 percenter in this country. Souls matter more than the nation. But the nation matters in the meantime because it's made up of souls. That's just the tension of the Christian life. This is Steve Noble on The Steve Noble Show. God willing, I'll talk to you again real soon. And like my dad always used to say, ever forward.
Another program powered by the Truth Network.